In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." That's what we heard today in the gospel reading. What does this statement mean? In simple terms, Christ is telling his disciples that they must understand the cost of following him. As we look at these words of Christ, we need to ask the following questions: what, who, why, and how? What is the cross? Who bears the cross? Why take up the cross? And how do we take up the cross? First, what is the cross? Again, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The evangelist Mark's audience knew exactly what these words meant. They knew that the cross meant persecution, pain, suffering, and death. We know today that Mark's gospel was written to Christians living in Rome during the time of Nero's reign. During this reign, Christians were persecuted and killed for their faith. The penalties which early Christians had to suffer were terrible beyond description. Hearing these things are not pleasant to think about, but these are the things a person had to be prepared for if they stood with Christ. These people, of course, were being treated exactly the same as Christ was. Christ himself took up his cross and suffered in the most horrible way. In today's gospel reading, Christ tells us we too will suffer by following him. He wanted his disciples, and by extension us, to know that we must walk in the same path that he did. In fact, the Apostle Peter encourages us to be like Christ. In Peter's first epistle letter, chapter 4, verse 1, he wrote, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in the body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in the body ceases from sin." And in verse 13, a little later in the same chapter, "But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." Thus, denial and cross-bearing are very real. This is what happens when people believe and identify with Christ. They become like him. Second, who bears the cross? Was it or is it just a select few? Let us look again at verse 34 from the reading today. "Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" We know in this reading today, Jesus was talking to his disciples. Consider for a moment what happened to them. And I'm going to go over with you their martyrdom. Not pleasant to hear. Saint Peter went to Rome. He was crucified head down by the order of the Emperor Nero. Saint Paul went to Rome. He was beheaded by the order of Nero. Saint Andrew and Patras was crucified by pagans on a cross formed in the shape of the letter X. James, son of Zebedee, the first martyr for Christ, was beheaded in Jerusalem. Evangelist and apostle John, the theologian, after being tortured in Rome, was sent in exile to Patmos. He died peacefully in Ephesus. Philip in Asia Minor, in the city of Hierapolis. He was crucified head down. Bartholomew, or Nathanael, suffered a martyr's death in Armenia. Thomas in India, he was pierced with a spear and then beheaded with the sword. Matthew was killed by the sword in ancient Ethiopia. James, son of Alphaeus, preached in Syria and Egypt and was crucified on a cross. The apostle Judas, the brother of James, or also known as Thaddeus, in Persia, was hung on a wooden cross. Simon the Zealot was crucified on a cross in Georgia. Matthias was chosen from the 70 to take the place of Judas Iscariot, was first stoned and then beheaded in Judea. Each of the apostles had to deny himself and take up his cross and follow him, follow Christ. Let us return to the passage for a moment, and it began with this reference, "Then he called the crowd." Christ was not only speaking to his disciples, but he was also speaking to the crowd, all the people that were there. With this reading today, he is also speaking to us, his believers. All of us that follow Christ must deny ourselves and take up our crosses. Many today preach a gospel of success. We hear them all the time. They are constantly on television and the radio. I went just a few nights ago on YouTube and listened to some of them. They are continually holding revivals. They tell us things like, "Follow Jesus and you will enjoy success." Who can ignore something like this? Christ, however, made no such promises. He wants people to follow him, but he also wants us to know that following him also means self-denial and a cross to bear. It is not always going to be easy. And that is why the church has and gives us a life to live. We should, as I've told you, be seeing who the saints of the day are and reading the readings, the gospel and the epistle of the day. We should fast when we are supposed to fast. Do you know that September the 14th, the exaltation of the Holy Cross, the universal Holy Cross, is a strict fast day? And that is because of the things that I've been telling you about today, about denial, self-denial, and about taking up your cross. And that's a part of what the church has us do. This is living the Orthodox faith when we follow all that has been given to us. So that's why it's not a pleasant day for us, because Christ died on that cross. Of course, he was resurrected. And days like August the 29th, when John the Baptist was beheaded, it's a strict fast day to remind us not to worry so much about our bodies and not so much about what we're doing that day, but more of to be solemn, to be peaceful, to not worry about what's going into our mouth, more so what's coming out of it. And so the church has these precepts for us. To our culture, this sounds odd. Maybe something that happens overseas or in a third world country. It doesn't happen to us in America, does it? Consider these words of St. Paul from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12. "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Consider the words of the evangelist John. "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." Christ is telling us that sooner or later, if we are faithful, the world will offer a cross to bear. And finally, why take up the cross? Why put ourselves through all this? Knowing what we have been speaking about today, why would anybody really want to be a Christian? Why would the disciples want this? Why would we? Our answers are in verse 35 and verse 38 of today's reading. In verse 35 we read, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it." And in verse 38, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." I believe we see what is at stake here. Everlasting life with God or life everlasting without him. Finally, how do we take up this cross? What does this mean? What does Christ have in mind for us? The answer is here. And it is in, again, the first letter of Peter. "For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." We now have to ask ourselves, do we deny ourselves? Do we take up our cross? And do we follow Christ? If we strive to do good and live holy lives, then we can expect a cross to bear. I can guarantee it. It isn't always easy. That was true of the apostles and the early Christians. That is true of all of us here today who follow Christ. Go home tonight or sometime this week and read this passage again. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38, and chapter 9, verse 1. Think about it and ask yourselves this question: do I deny myself? Do I take up my cross and do I follow him? God waits for our answer. He does not force us. In fact, he is warning us of what to expect if we follow him. The decision ultimately is in our hands. May God bless you all. Amen.